Well, I think the president, what he said is that the focus over the last 7 years, he believes, has been lost. So he says what we want to do is to refocus attention on Al-Qaeda. We are going to root out their networks, their bases. We're going to make sure that Al-Qaeda cannot attack U.S. citizens, U.S. soil, U.S. interests, and our allies' interests around the world.
And so when you say the allied interests around the world, are there others joining in? Because, you know, largely from what I see, even the Canadian Prime Minister was talking about pulling troops out of Afghanistan yesterday on one of the talk shows. I don't see a lot of United Nations support or other countries' support right now. Is that likely to change, do you think?
There had been talk, some pundits had speculated when President Bush was in office, once President Bush is out of office, then the Germans and the French and the other NATO members will help us in Afghanistan. No, turned out to be not true.
Yeah.
Now we have President Obama, the Germans, the French still are refusing to engage in combat in Afghanistan to help the United States. What President Obama said on Friday was that this is a threat, a security threat to the whole world, not just the United States. But the United States finds itself, with some help from the Canadians and the Brits, largely acting on its own. The lion's share of troops, NATO troops in Afghanistan, are United States troops, and President Obama has ordered 17,000 more and another 4,000 to go into the fight, and again, focused on Al-Qaeda.
And on that question, Dick, of nation building that we were talking about, we have been engaged with Hamid Karzai now for so many years. Remember, he came to the United States and everyone was impressed with the robes and the finery that he wore. And he doesn't have a whole lot of support throughout the nation. He's survived several assassination attempts. What have we been doing there with respect to helping them establish institutions that are durable for their civil government these many years?
Well, a couple of points on that. I think that much of the reporting since President Obama has been in office signals a willingness to throw Karzai overboard. There is a corruption problem acknowledged by the Obama administration and the Bush administration. There has been corruption in the Karzai government, which the Obama administration has sought corrections that they've not been satisfied with developments. On another score, as far as other activities there to prop up Afghanistan, the president has promised a big increase in civilian personnel, agricultural experts, educational experts, things of this nature that would be sent to Afghanistan along with these 4,000 troops that are going to help train the Afghan troops. So the president is trying to move on two fronts to sort of get Afghanistan to help its own self.